Good evening and welcome to this extended Friday edition of the KRFP Evening Report for July 31st, 2026. On today's broadcast, we'll have the entire presentation from cult survivor Melissa Tygaard of Wenatchee, who spoke last night at the 1912 Center in Moscow about Christian nationalist cults and how they are trying to take over communities. At least 120 people attended the event in the Lecomte Auditorium. Tygaard was raised in a high-control religious cult called Grace City Church in Wenatchee, which she said acts similar to the way Doug Wilson's Christ Church and his Communion of Reformed Evangelical Churches, based out of Moscow but spread nationwide, are controlling people's thoughts and behavior. Also, a strong cold front is expected with high winds tomorrow, and weather officials have issued a red flag warning, and there's a potential for a Vista power shutoffs in the region, depending on weather conditions, to cut down on the risk of wildfires from energized power lines. Plus, top Idaho politicians are supportive of allowing up to a third of the nation's nuclear waste into the state. That's all coming up on the KRFP Evening Report, but first, world headlines from Feature Story News and the Public News Service.
From Feature Story News in Brussels, I'm William Denslow. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has visited the enclave of Ceuta after tens of thousands of migrants crossed the border from Morocco in the space of 24 hours, with at least 18 people killed. Sanchez condemned the mass crossing as an attack on Spain's territorial integrity, but stopped short of blaming Morocco, which has long claimed sovereignty over both Ceuta and Melilla. France has announced it's reinforcing controls along its border with Spain, while Italy has called for Spain to be suspended from Europe's open borders Schengen zone. Ross Cullen reports from Bordeaux.
Juan Jesus Vivas, who is the president of the Spanish semi-enclave, said on Friday that the